This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Plaintiff Respondent versus Shane Howard Keithley, Defendant Appellant, decided December 18, 2024 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District. In Division State of Missouri, here's Plaintiff Respondent v. No. SD 37766, filed December 18, 2024, Shane Howard Keithley. Defendant Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Wayne County. Honorable Mike Randazzo, Circuit Judge, affirmed Shane Keithley, defendant, was charged with the Class D felony of making a terroristic threat in the first degree. See Ferrer 574 at 115. 1. At the close of all the evidence, defendant moved for judgment of acquittal, arguing that the state failed to prove defendant made a true threat. The trial court overruled the motion. The jury found defendant guilty as charged. Presenting 3 points on appeal, defendant contends the trial court erred in overruling his motion for judgment of acquittal because, 1, defendant's statements were, 1, all statutory references are to R.S. Moe, 2016. All rule references are to Missouri Court Rules, 2022. 2, not true threats as a matter of law. 2, the evidence was insufficient to show that defendant knowingly communicated a threat to cause an incident or condition involving danger to life. And 3, the evidence was insufficient to show defendant communicated the statement with the purpose of frightening 10 or more people. Finding no merit in any of these points, we affirm. Standard of review. In reviewing a claim that there was not sufficient evidence to sustain a criminal conviction, this court does not weigh the evidence, but rather accepts as true all evidence tending to prove guilt together with all reasonable inferences that support the verdict, and ignores all contrary evidence and inferences. State v. Claycomb, 470 SW3D 358, 362, Moorwood Bank, 2015. Internal brackets and citations omitted. Our review is limited to determining whether the evidence is sufficient for a reasonable fact finder to find each essential element of the crime beyond a reasonable doubt. See State v. Nash, 339 SW3D 500, 508-09, MoBank 2011. State v. Freeman, 269 SW3D 422, 425, MoBank 2008. We will not weigh the evidence anew since the fact finder may believe all, some, or none of the testimony of a witness when considered with the facts, circumstances, and other testimony in the case. State v. Crawford, 68 SW3D 406, 408, Moorbank 2002. Freeman, 269 SW3D at 425. Further, the state may prove its case by presenting either direct or circumstantial evidence connecting the defendant to each element of the crime. State v. Jones, 296 SW3D 506, 509, MOAP 2009. Intent is rarely susceptible to direct proof and is usually inferred though circumstantial evidence. State v. Smith, 668 SW3D 605, 608-09, MOAP 2023. Upon appellate review, circumstantial evidence is given the same weight as direct evidence and the jury is free to make reasonable inferences from the three evidence presented. Jones, 296 SW3D at 509, State v. Plopper, 489 SW3D 848, 84950, Moorbank 2016. Factual and procedural background. On the morning of March 21, 2022, Deputy Dallas Conway, Deponern Conway or the Deputy, of the Wayne County Sheriff's Department, was on duty in his patrol vehicle, parked on a gravel area between two businesses. At approximately 7 a.m., Deputy Conway was approached by defendant in his truck. Defendant asked the deputy who he could contact that was over the sheriff's department in regards to all the torturing going on around town in the churches. Defendant did not seem to be under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Deports Conway replied that the only other agency that he could think of that he could contact would be FBI. Otherwise, the sheriff's department could help him with whatever he needed help with. Defendant then backed out of the area and left. That initial conversation lasted only about 2 minutes. The deputy testified that the interaction was concerning to him. Approximately 5 minutes later, defendant returned in his truck. Deporters Conway placed his patrol car into drive, just as a precautionary measure for his own safety, before rolling down his window again. Defendant said to the deputy, "If the sheriff's office aren't going to do anything about the torturing going on around town, then I'm going to go to the school and take care of the kids myself." Deponent Conway asked what defendant meant, but defendant did not respond and instead started to leave again. The deputy told defendant, "Don't go to the school," to which defendant responded with a click of the mouth and a smile and nod of his head before he backed out. Defendant then started driving in the direction of the elementary school, which was only about a mile or a few minutes drive four away. The deputy did not understand defendant to mean that he was going to keep